This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, it's time for another Talk Radio Town Hall. We've done a few million of these. Let's see, I was pausing, waiting for Todd to say, how many times? I've told you a billion times not to exaggerate. It's usually what he says. But I give up.
He tried.
Yeah. Anyway, we've done a lot of these with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and here's another one. And I don't want to say a word, in all honesty. I'd love to have every moment taken up by you, our fine listeners, with questions or comments, and Congressman Cramer's answers. If you're near the Bismarck Event Center, you're more than welcome to stop and ask questionnaires here as well. We have a microphone for folks to stop by and want to ask questions, and we encourage you to give us a call. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Mr. Cramer?
My mind? Well, it's there's lots on my mind, not the least of which is it's a beautiful fall in western North Dakota out here in Bismarck, and just I love the feel of this cool, crisp weather, the turning of the leaves, the flying of the footballs, and high school and college football, a little bit of NFL.
It is great. I just wish it could, you know, like last till February, you know.
Or April.
Yeah.
Until it warms up. No, it's right. But it is what it is. So anyway, it's just good to be alive. It's good to be an American. It's good to be a North Dakotan.
Is the Brett Kavanaugh nomination impacting your race at all?
You know, I don't know if it is, Scott. It has been, you know, I think the fiasco that was the United States Senate, the spectacle that the Democrats in the United States Senate put on, that was embarrassing. Even I think some of them later could figure out this was not good for us. That's helped me. I mean, we have seen so much activity online since that circus that Dianne Feinstein and her friends put on that. You know, that's been helpful in terms of my base, certainly donors. There's been a huge response to all of that. How it affects in the long run, I don't know. Because I don't know very many people whose minds are changed by it, if anything. I will tell you this. This is not exactly breaking news because I've been saying it for many months now. You know, Senator Heitkamp is going to vote for him. I've never doubted that. I still don't doubt that. I'm a little surprised she hasn't said so, other than she's been ordered not to by Chuck Schumer.
Well, have you seen a story in the Hill about an unnamed red state Democrat who said just exactly that Schumer's calling the shots on all this?
I haven't seen that, telling these
red state Democrats to hold off and not say where they're at?
I haven't seen that, but we, you know, that's not surprising. He runs the show. He runs the show for all of them. The problem is, he and Senator Heitkamp, and I don't want to imply she's not willing to go along with it. Obviously, she is. But her silence for the last several months demonstrates a couple of problems. Either she is under the thumb of Chuck Schumer, or she isn't thinking for herself, or the strong, independent, bipartisan senator really isn't all that strong bipartisan, or she always votes, you know, with the president when he's right for North Dakota, you know, has been a sham. I mean, she's got lots of problems that are created by her silence. And some people think I have problems by, you know, created by what I say, but at least I talk to people, and she's running from them, and I think that tells you something about her right there. The other problem, Scotty, is knowing that she's going to vote for him, and I, like I said all along, I think she's always known she's going to vote for him. She has to vote for him, because if she doesn't, she just blows up her whole case for why we should elect her as a Democrat. But the longer she waits, the less political capital she has. She is squandering all of North Dakota's political capital.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, why wait until he's already got the nomination sewn up to announce you support him? That just means your vote didn't matter.
But the majority leader is telling you to do that.
Minority leader, yeah.
Minority leader, yeah. So Chuck Schumer is wanting this to play out, right?
Right.
Don't you think that they all along said, look, this guy's going to get nominated. We know that. So we have to pull some tricks out of our hat here And they had Kavanaugh. I'm sorry. They had Ford, Dr. Ford, since July. Mm. They knew about that since July.
Right.
Right. She was having meetings in her office about it, but keeping it quiet. So, you know, that was part one. So, I mean, don't you think it's just drag this out? Because if Senator Heitkamp says, I'm a yes vote because she needs to be politically, a month ago, you know, people are counting the numbers and, you know, there's no sense dragging it out because it's going to happen anyway. I mean,
that's what I mean by political capital. If she'd have done something like that and people would have known and he'd be on the Supreme Court right now, he'd be hearing cases today like the one earlier this week on the Endangered Species Act, which could come down to a 4-4 vote. Brett Kavanaugh is really solid on North Dakota issues, and there's a long list of them. EPA, overreach, mercury issues with regard to power plants. I'll talk about it today here at the Lignite Energy Council. EPA overstepped its bounds, didn't consider costs, questions the endangerment finding, is an expert on the deference issues. These are all North Dakota energy issues that he's ruled on or opined on, either as a majority member of the court or in some cases as a minority. So we need him on the court right now, and she could have him on the court right now based on the scenario you just draw out for people.
And your point on political capital is to say, hey, you need me to get this guy on the court, so therefore I'm going to announce my yes vote, and here's what I want for North Dakota.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You go pound the table somewhere and say, yeah.
Or even just the demonstration of the courage of it.
But gets you chips later.
That's right.
Did you just see what's going by us?
Frosted donuts.
Yeah, and a cart.
Like a whole bunch of them.
Like 100 of them. This one by us right now. Just totally threw my concentration.
Oh, here's another.
A second one. Wow.
Oh, there's even more there. My gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, there's like maple chocolate.
You're really good at torture, just so you know.
Yeah.
Parading those by us.
Those are apple fruit.
On the way into the Lignite Energy.
They didn't even stop. Did you
know
she didn't stop? So she just kept going.
They kind of laugh and point at it like, you know, yeah, exactly.
Huh? Completely. Oh, they'll bring us one. Yeah, I guess. That's what complaining gets you every now and then.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or I. We had a call coming earlier on the big trade news of the week. Let's roll that here.
Okay. Here's a question for Congressman Kramer. Wondering why it is that in this new trade deal between Mexico, Canada, and the United States, was the issue of meat being labeled as a U.S. product not addressed when it's actually not born, raised, fed, and killed in the United States? Wondering why it is that we took off like a bunch of rabbits tucking their tail in a prairie fire when they threatened us with tariffs, whereas we are, as the United States now, using tariffs to gain access to markets. You took that away from us, sir. Wondering why it is that we as cattle producers can't get this done. And I know I can't hear the excuse that we can do that by making our own meat packing company at the 15% level in this world where 85% is killed by four packers. Please help me to understand that. If you want my vote to become a senator, I sure would like to understand why it is I should vote for you as a cattleman. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I wasn't on the negotiating team. However, we did get some victories out of it for North Dakota by pushing hard. And with regard to what he's talking about, because there's a little bit of, you know, if you're in the business, you know, if not, you may not. What he's talking about is there's a NAFTA provision that does not allow country or doesn't require country of origin labeling. It does allow it. It does allow it, and he sort of alludes to that as well, but it doesn't require it. And by country of origin labeling, what he's referring to is a critter that is, say, born in one country and maybe fed in another country. Maybe they're finished in the next, back, you know, to this country. That is, you know, that's not U.S., you know, start to finish beef, and they'd like it to be required to be labeled something other than U.S. prime, for example. That's the only real labeling that goes on with livestock, is the finished product meets this U.S. prime standard or whatever the standard would be. And so about half of the cattle industry likes country of origin labeling, about half of it does not. It was a fairly high priority, frankly, for the Trump administration to get that in. We were told that by the negotiators themselves. I was told that specifically by Wilbur Ross. Wilbur Ross, in fact, told Kenny Grainer that to his face, that this is a high priority for us. I think where, and I don't know, but I think where they might have settled on some of the stuff is Canada made some concessions on you know, origin with regard to automobiles and you know, automobile parts, things like that. They created more of a North American block, if you will, to market. Just so everyone knows, that they've delivered coffee and apple fritters to us. Now, thank you very much.
Shirley's my new hero.
Yeah, she is awesome. She even gave us a high five, which is very symbolic.
Exactly right.
So, back to the negotiation. So, what they ended up happening, Scotty, is Canada actually had the gall to push harder against. Cool. They wanted Canadian beef that was 100% born, raised, killed, processed in Canada to be able to come into the United States labeled U.S. That's how far they wanted to go. They were able to push back against that, but we did get much more transparency rules that will allow us, as we continue moving forward, to insist on some labeling changes, things like that. So the door remains open as a result of the trade deal to get to what this rancher wants.
Thanks for your calls.
You're listening to the program.
More waiting, rather. Rhonda, up next when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't worry.
228-0550.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coatings is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, it's a breakdown of that nerve coating. We eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's back, the 12th annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoban, Heitkamp, and Congressman Cramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Norway is in my future, and a lot of fjords. You've been there before, haven't you?
Yeah, it's in my past.
I think I knew that you went over there with the whole family. Mm-hmm. And I've never talked to anybody that went to Norway that didn't think it was a great investment.
Yep.
And, you know, I tell you, I literally get tears in my eyes and choked up when I think about how much our family loved it and how much they, to this day, still talk about it and connect with the family there. We're going with Carol Jubin and Jubin Tours. And Carol, he knows every corner of Norway. I mean, you ride along in the motor coach with Carol, and he'll say, "Well, yeah, you know the that family, they're over there, and this family's over there, and you know here's where they live." And he knows you know where everybody homesteaded. I mean, in Norway, the family farm came from. So, pretty incredible. And the tour we're doing is pretty awesome. I mean, we're doing the North Cape. We're doing Oslo. We're doing Stalheim, great hotel there. We're doing the fjords of western Norway. We're doing the Flåm Railroad, which is great. A lot of waterfalls, tunnels, tons of fjords. And they never get old. Stavanger, Voss, Bergen, Stalheim, the World War II historic sites. Incredible. Package includes round trip from Fargo and at Minneapolis. Your bags are taken care of the whole way. You've got an English-speaking guide. You've got the transfers. It's all incredible. It really is. It's going to be a fabulous time. Only $54.95. Can I send you a brochure? I'd love to send you a brochure and then you can mull it over. We're going June 14th through June 29th, 2019. The Midnight Sun Tour. That's a great time to go. Come explore the majesty of 1,303 miles of the beautiful western coast of Norway with us. Boat, train, air, luxury motor coach. And all you need to do if you want a brochure is send me an email. Scott H. Scott, S-C-O-T-T. H at FlagFamily.com. Scott H at FlagFamily.com. I think I have an apple fritter caught in my throat. Or you can call Carol as well. 701-237-9000 and the team there. If you just want to sign up and not lose out. They're filling up. 701-237-9000 or email me. Scott H at FlagFamily.com. Okay, 22 past the hour. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And Rhonda, who is driving and listening. We love that. Drive, listen. Love it. On the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Just don't text.
There you go. Exactly.
I won't. I can't. It's a $3,000 fine to me and a $10,000 fine to the owner of the truck if I get caught doing that.
There you go.
So anyway, Kevin, I got a question for you. Yesterday I was in Central North Dakota unloading fertilizer and reloading Durham. There is a lot of guys here from South Africa
that are
here on work visas.
Yes, they are.
Are you aware of what's going on in South Africa?
Well, there's always a lot going on in South Africa, quite honestly. But what's your concern as it relates to these guys?
Well, they're farmers from South Africa that have, and they get kicked off their farms. Mm-hmm. And some of them are getting mutilated, shot. It's a bad scene over there right now.
Yes.
Well, I had the privilege of talking to one of them yesterday, and he is here, but his visa's up in November. Yep. His wife and kids are in a tent city. His mom and dad are in a tent city.
Yep.
They're all on the border. All the whites are on the border. They raided his farm. They took all the batteries out of his truck. They've taken all the copper, everything out of there. They've shut their electricity off, which is another reason they've kicked them out. They couldn't take any of their money with them. And when they go back after November here, after harvest, they're going back to a tent city.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, okay, can't you get refugee status to come into the U.S.? And he says, the U.S. won't take us. And I said, what about the U.N.? And he said, the U.N. won't do nothing for a poor country like that unless that country has oil or gold or precious metal or precious metals or rocks. The U.N. won't do anything.
What are you thinking should be done, Rhonda?
They're working here.
Yeah.
They are an asset to all the farmers and ranchers. That
right. I've actually met some of them on the Schulich farm. You know, it's a neat story how they come. But would it be a matter of allowing them to extend their visas?
Yeah, so I think so. Rhonda, I think if I understand maybe a solution, if we could talk a little bit about that. We intervene a lot on cases much like what you're talking about. South Africa is... a very special place for workforce for our agriculture community in North Dakota. We have a lot of South African custom combiners, for example, seasonal workers. And frankly, through the Obama administration and now it's increasingly difficult. We should have a much, much easier extension policy. We should have a much more flexible policy for workers who have been here, you know, for a long time. In many cases, these workers become like parts of the family. We have a disconnect between our own education system and the demand for work. You know, the president often talks about, you know, reducing, in fact, advocates reducing the number of legal immigrants as well as illegal immigrants. I think what we ought to be doing is making sure that the people that we have here from other countries are here, and we need them, that it's merit-based, that it's skills-based, that it's education-based, so that our economic demands are being met by our immigration policy, which is quite liberal. And on top of all of that, Rhonda makes, you know, another very, very important point, and that is that these are people who would be going home to danger. And,
yeah, you're not a kidding. It's wholly in the refugee category, especially his wife and his kids. And he was tearing up, and me too, because I know what can happen to him right now over there.
Yeah, Rhonda, would you mind doing this for me? If we're not aware of this specific case, would you mind either hanging on or
we'll hang on.
We'll get your number, and I'm going to have somebody call you, because I'd like to, if this man and more importantly, his employer, who would be a citizen, obviously, of the United States, if they'd like some help from us making at least an inquiry, if not advocating, we'd like to, you know, open a case and get started on something like that, because we can be helpful.
That would be terrific.
All right, so just hang on. Daniel, we'll get your name and email address and phone number, Rhonda, okay? Appreciate that very much. Let's go to Fargo and Hannah next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Hannah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is on a whole different topic. My dad worked way back when on Capitol Hill, and at that time when he was there, congressmen weren't allowed to hire their family members, nepotism, ethics laws.
Sure. Yeah, that's still not allowed, yeah. That's still not
right,
allowed.
Right, but with respect to campaign laws, I know that you got your wife as your paid campaign manager. Can you explain to me how that's different, and I'll take that answer offline. Thank you very much.
Sure. Well, it's very different, obviously. I mean, campaign manager doesn't work for the government, don't work for the taxpayers. Lots of members of Congress have paid family members on their campaign. In fact, Kent Conrad, you know, he used to be a senator in North Dakota quite a while back. But, in fact, he had the seat that Senator Heitkamp has now. His wife was his campaign manager. So it's a good thing to be able to do. You have people you trust, people who know your state really well. My wife, of course, is very qualified. We met actually on the campaign. She was a communications director for a campaign when I worked for the Republican Party.
More after this on What's on Your Mind. Shannon Bismarck, you're next up to go.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. Palmer amaranth was identified for the first time in North Dakota in McIntosh County in August. Palmer amaranth is a native to the southwestern U.S., but was accidentally introduced to other areas and has devastated crops in the South and Midwest. It is a prolific seed producer that can emerge throughout the growing season. It grows rapidly at 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and is prone to herbicide resistance and multiple modes of action. Early detection is the key to effectively eradicate or manage this weed. Farmers are urged to work with local weed officers, extension agents, and other experts to identify and report suspect plants. Palmer amaranth may spread through multiple channels, including contaminated seed mixes, equipment movement, animal feed and bedding, and wild birds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing President Trump for mocking Brett Kavanaugh's accuser Christine Blasey Ford during a campaign-style rally in Mississippi last night. Senate Republican Susan Collins of Maine says,
"The president's comments were just plain wrong."
And Arizona Republican Jeff Flake says, "There's no time or place for remarks like these."
What neighbor? neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
Allegations by the New York Times that Donald Trump built his fortune with dubious tax schemes involving sham corporations are now being investigated. The New York Department of Taxation and Finance saying they're reviewing the allegations in the Times article and will pursue all appropriate avenues of investigation. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We do appreciate you very much. Thank you, folks. Scott Hannon here with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is manning the controls back at the studio. We do have another clip we need to play that someone has asked about, so we'll get that. But we, I want to ask you, and maybe piggyback on Hannah's question from earlier regarding, this, I don't know, controversy is the wrong word, but it's something that, you know, is... Nobody's questioning the legality of this, right? I mean,
well,
in other words,
Hannah just did.
Did she? She said it was illegal?
Yeah, how is it different? Yeah.
How is it different? Oh, I see. So, and it is different because if I'm a campaign donor,
right,
and I give to you, right, I'm entrusting you to make the best use of that money.
Right. And
right?
It's a private enterprise. It's not taxpayer dollars.
And if it's a, yeah, taxpayer dollars, a different deal because it could get, it could be easily misused.
Right.
Right? I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's very different. But in this case, and this is, I think, the most telling part of it. You can always expose a lie pretty easy if you just dig in a little bit.
Right.
They used the number 100 and...
I think $150,000.
$150,000. Okay. That sounds to me like if I wasn't paying attention that, you know, you just wrote yourself a check for 150 grand.
Right.
When in fact that was payment for services over X period of time. Same thing with the video services from your daughters.
Yeah, it's over 3.5 elections. My wife was my campaign manager in all 3 of my successful House races. That's what bothers the liberals more than anything, is that she's successful.
She never loses. She won, yeah.
She wins. And then she was my campaign manager for re-election for the first half of this cycle. And now that I'm in the Senate race, we have another person doing it. Chris is doing other things, but she's very active in the campaign. She makes all the she has veto power along with me over everything. We make every decision together. Strong marriages do that, by the way, Scott.
Sure.
Good strong marriages do that, and there are a lot of farm families where the husband and the wife work side by side together. No one would expect the wife to be a volunteer. But somehow liberals think that's the way it's supposed to be. And it's a very peculiar and conflicting position that they've taken on this.
I didn't get the impression from chatting with Chris Cramer, your wife and former campaign manager, that she's real upset about this
we'd have this discussion every day from now till election day if we could.
Consider she's no victim, that's
no,
for sure.
That's for sure.
Here's a text that says, "Thanks for the great interview with Chris Cramer. Senator Heitkamp seems reluctant to come on the air. Will her husband be on air so we can hear directly from him?" There was another one, too, that just said, "Hey, this must be difficult. This must be challenging for you." I can't find the exact word. I'm just paraphrasing now from the listener, suggesting because of these attacks on Chris that this would be a tough thing for your family. Is it?
You know, it is tough, frankly, on our children more than anything and our grandchildren. It is tough because it is personal. It's intended to be personal. It's unfair, and they know it's unfair. Now, I'm a little more jaded. It's a strategy that's, you know, that's playing out very well for me, because any thinking human being listening to her and her ads knows better. And so I kind of like it, because it's illustrative of the fact she doesn't want to talk about her voting record, that she doesn't want to talk about the fact that she hired her two sisters to do work for her, doesn't want to talk about the fact that she reimburses herself for travel, or pays, or the campaign pays for her travel. The other thing it exposes is how little regard they have for the people's house. That, you know, I'm up for election all the time in the House of Representatives. I don't have 5 years off, then work 1 year like Senator Heitkamp has been doing. I go on all the talk radio shows, Scotty. I know you think I'm only on your show. I'm on lots of other shows, even some that aren't as friendly as you are.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I know.
There are other shows. I did not even know there were other shows.
Yeah.
Todd once in a while mentioned something about it, but I didn't really pay attention. Swindles, rake in the big bucks, political shield, personal profit. These are terms used for you and your campaign by Senator Heitkamp in a press release yesterday, touting the fact that Kent Conrad was interviewed in a very dogged fashion by the brother of the candidate, and was being critical as well. Desperate measures.
Is this the same Kent Conrad that got thrown out, was under an ethics investigation for his sweetheart deal from Countrywide so he could buy that really expensive house on the beach? Is that the same Kent Conrad?
It might be him,
Okay, so swindle is a word that comes very naturally to
him. I don't think that came up in the interview. I don't think the Countrywide mortgage thing did come in. Self-serving, unethical career behavior, morally kind of sticky, personal piggy bank, crooked career in politics, corrupt. I mean, this really incensed me because, look, you know, it's a political campaign. There's back and forth. There's differences. I get that. And I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. It's what it's for. You have a campaign, robust campaign, throwing things back and forth so the voters can make a decision. But this is extreme rhetoric thrown your way. Why? Why are they doing that?
Well, this is what desperate people do down the home stretch when all they can do is throw Hail Marys. The problem with this is that these Hail Marys are personal attacks on my family, my professional family, my daughters who have incredible talents, my daughters who have their own businesses. Yes, I have a daughter who has a videography business, a family members that have videography businesses. When I want to hire somebody to do a video, if they're available, I hire them. I don't apologize for it. I don't have to, because lots of other people hire them. Other campaigns hire them. Lots of married couples or couples getting married hire them.
100% above board. Legal, ethical, everything else. I mean, right?
I mean, not to mention, by the way, fully disclosed. Guess what Senator Heitkamp does? She pays her expenses to a credit card company. We don't know what she's done with all those dollars. See, and it's much like, again, getting back to Senator Conrad. Remember, this is a guy whose wife was his campaign manager and the other senator's chief of staff.
Well, that was because of the rule. You can't pay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Hey, Byron, you do this, and then I'll do that.
That's
how it works.
And then, like I said, was under a cloud of ethics challenges, which is when he, by the way, announced that he wasn't going to seek re-election. He was under an ethics cloud for taking a sweetheart deal to buy a multimillion-dollar home on the beach.
I'm getting more weather reports than questions on this topic by text today.
I'm sorry to be boring people with this.
Well, I don't. But I mean, I'm asking it. So and it's being discussed, and they're putting out press releases on it. So, but in my mind, I don't think the listeners are buying what she's selling. I don't think the voters are saying, "Oh, this is it, right?" I mean, how would you have the poll results you had this week? But for these stories sticking.
These allegations are the result of good poll numbers.
By the way, here's my favorite weather report. That's in Divide County. It looks like a blizzard.
Wow, it does look like a blizzard. A
lot of snow in Newtown, too. Raining and snow in Newtown.
Stay safe.
Yeah. Send us your photos. We'll take your weather reports so we know what's going on. All right, let's go to Tim in Bismarck. You're next on the What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I'd like to start off by thanking Congressman Cramer for doing the work that he does and coming on the radio. I think he's probably one of the best Republicans in Washington. But with that being said, I've been a Republican and a donor since the early 80s until about 2008. Then I kind of became the opinion that the Republican Party is not much more than a subsidiary of the Democratic Party. They promise everything and deliver very little. They can't agree on the time of day. They don't have enough spine and backbone to stand up to anybody. Hovind was on yesterday, and when you asked him about his comment about that congressman that said about smoking the bong, he talked for 5 minutes and didn't say anything. If you saw a snake crawling across the road, he'd say, well, that's a reptile without legs. He wouldn't call it a snake. Chuck Grassley on the hearings is about as incompetent and inept as most people can get. He reads a script at a seventh grade level. He can't think for himself. The Republican Party, or the Democratic Party, is just totally off the cliff, but the Republican Party's not behind, far behind. They don't hold each other accountable. They're very, very disappointing. Then they all agreed to have the FBI investigate Kavanaugh. That's the same FBI that found Hillary not guilty of anything, and the same FBI that's after Trump for Russia collusion. And then they're going to have them go after Kavanaugh. They're going to make something up. They're an extension of the Democratic Party also.
All right, Tim, I'm going to ask Congressman Cramer to opine or respond to his comments about the Republican Party. I mean, and he's not alone.
No,
I hear
no,
a lot of
not.
That criticism.
He's not. So without going into specifics, unless you want me to, with regard to Senator Grassley or others, Tim, perhaps the most important point that Tim makes that I have to agree with him on, and it's been very frustrating, that is, we don't agree on anything. And what I think he's saying is, as a family, whether it's the Republicans, you know, the 245 Republican House members or, you know, 51 Republican senators, and we have a broad swath. It's all of it's more conservative than Democrats. And what we have a problem with is uniting once the team comes up with a solution to something. And everybody represents somebody, and that somebody wants them to use their leverage to get what they want. And legislating is difficult, but Tim's right. There, I don't know if it's a lack of leadership or a lack of followers, but
there's not enough fight in the Republican Party.
But, and to that, that's my other point, is that we tend to cave quite easily. And part of the problem, I think, that there's a folding of the tent so easily among Republicans is that it's not just Republicans versus Democrats, in the entire mainstream media. And that, I think, has become exhausting to a lot of people. But let me give you hope, Tim. But to the next point, there are a lot of Republican, particularly younger members of the United States Senate. Most of them are colleagues of mine. People like Tom Cotton, Cory Gardner, James Langford, Stephen Daines. They're just a lot and more. Shelley Moore Capital. Bill Cassidy. These are all members, people I worked with.
How about Kennedy?
In the House.
Kennedy's my favorite.
Kennedy's great.
He's a quote machine.
But I served with all those guys in the House, and they're starting to collect enough critical mass as a block in the Senate to start changing some things. And let's start with this crazy idea that it takes 60 senators to have to agree on something to get something done. That has... We've got to change those crazy rules. They're antiquated. They're not part of the Constitution. They were never intended to be part of American legislation when the founders created our country. So, you know, we need to make some of those changes, Tim, and I think that will help.
Appreciate the call. John in Minot, quickly, your question for Congressman Cramer.
Yeah, remember a few years ago when it was in South Africa when they had this thing called apartheid?
I remember.
Is that the same thing now in reverse? Why don't we quit stop any of our companies from doing any importing or exporting from South Africa like we did back then?
All right, we're going to wait for Congressman Cramer's answer till the other side of the break, John. Stay tuned, okay? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. You need a job? I'm telling you, this is a great company. A 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. Founders have been there, over 30 years of wireline experience. Convenient locations in Williston and Dickinson. GoWireline.com to find out about the great careers. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and a patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by MyPillow, now home to the best mattress topper ever made. How do I know I'm sleeping on it? Oh my gosh, I can't even begin to tell you. MyPillow has the best mattress topper ever. It's brand new. And our listeners get 30% off right now when you use the promo code SCOTT. And also throw in 2 standard MyPillows absolutely free. 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Great deal. Anything more you want to say to our previous caller?
Well, John, so with regard to South Africa, and I think I'd be as interested in anything in your opinion as you probably are in mine, because I'm certainly not an expert on it. However, my observation of situations like South Africa and our relationship as a country, when we start doing business in countries, business tends to drive a lot of the politics. And I don't mean of that country, but of our response to it. And I think if I hear John right, he's saying there's a higher moral calling than just simply doing business. Now, oftentimes doing business in countries allows us to affect change for the good. But when it doesn't, should we be offering, should we be issuing sanctions? Should we be calling our businesses back home? Should we be offering amnesty? I think going all the way back to Rhonda's call at the beginning, when she was talking about there's really a mix right now in terms of South African immigration in the United States. We have an incredible workforce, and a lot of them work in North Dakota, and I've never met one I didn't love.
Very agrarian, too.
Very agrarian. They're experts at farming, and this is why, and they're being driven from their farms by the government. Their families are, could literally and legitimately be refugees. How does America respond to that in this climate that we're in now, where immigration is such a divisive topic?
Yeah.
We need to have more honest discussions about it.
Good point. I'm going to play a cut from Donald Trump yesterday in Mississippi, a little bit of this, because a lot of our texts today have been on this.
Okay.
And people are mad that people like Jeff Flake are saying it's, terrible and awful, and he's mocking her and others. And it's President Trump using the words of Dr. Ford from the testimony and talking about the Kavanaugh hearings. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you
would. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
So, and it goes on a little bit, a while longer. People that were there, reporters that were there, said it was the loudest cheer of anything that's been heard at a Trump rally in a long time. So people obviously are tapped into what's going on in the Kavanaugh hearing. But should he have done what he did there?
Here's what I would say. This is Donald Trump. This is what he does. It's what he always does. But part of why he does it, Scott, I believe, is because there's so few people who come to his defense. They tend to... Going back to Tim's point earlier, there's this tendency by Republicans, particularly establishment Republicans, to sort of worry or weigh every word, wring their hands, and not come to the president's defense. And so since, the prosecutor who was hired to cross-examine...
Phenomenal, what she's put together.
Right, Dr. Ford, there was no challenging of the facts or of the memory or the convenience of things. Now, I don't know whether this happened or not. I don't know whether she was assaulted or not. But I do know that her memory lapses are worthy of further discovery. And when nobody else was going to do it, Donald Trump's going to stand up for himself. It's what he does. And it's what his supporters love about him, Scotty.
Would you also say that a whole lot of Americans that didn't know what the deal was with Dr. Ford and the testimony have an idea?
No question about it.
In his own way, he's getting that into the news cycle to say, here's what I'm up against here.
I think that's always the case with him, and this was probably the most extreme example of it. Very, very few people would have done what he did, but on the other hand, it's what he does. It's not what I would do, but it's what he does. And I, frankly, it's hard not to... It's hard to blame him for standing up for himself when so few other people stand with him.
Quick comments here, if you would. I'm going to go a lightning round of texts. They can say what they want about crazy. Coal Country has Kramer's back.
And I have theirs. And so does Brett Kavanaugh, by the way.
Yeah, interesting analysis on that today. I hadn't heard that anywhere on his record related to rulings on energy issues, especially coal. Fantastic. Texture says, in North Dakota, we know Heidi is owned by Planned Parenthood. We aren't worried about Kevin's donation from energy or paying his wife. Have Heidi show up and answer questions from us North Dakotans. She won't because she's afraid of the tongue lashing. She does have to show up Friday at Prairie Public.
That's what they.
Unless she's voting on Kavanaugh,
yeah,
and then you'll debate yourself then at that point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we'll do. I'm preparing to debate Senator Heitkamp. It'll be good.
Ronald Reagan Republican Building on Fifth Street in Bismarck, south of Capitol, has signs. Thank you. For that we get a lot of requests for signs.
I know they go. They fly out our door as fast as we get them in, and we really, really appreciate the support.
People should just keep coming back?
Just keep coming back. I mean, at some point, we're going to run out. I think I finally told our staff yesterday, change the website to say we're out because we can't get them now in time anymore. So, but express gratitude for those that
you really can't get any more now. That many have gone out the door.
Oh gosh, we've had several reorders, and the time, you know, the clock has ticked.
Just mailed off my wife's absentee ballots, 2 votes for Kevin Kramer.
By the way, feel free to paint your own signs. Paint your car. Do whatever you like.
Have a little creativity.
Yeah,
maybe, huh?
Let's have a contest. Who can come up with the best Kramer sign, homemade Kramer sign?
Okay.
We'll have Donald Trump judge it.
And unfortunately, Dana, Denny, and Frank called with a minute to spare, so we don't have time for any more calls. Didn't even get to all the texts, but God bless you. Thanks. Thanks, Congressman Kramer.
Thanks, Scotty.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.